Inside San Antonio's convention center, 4,000 people in the energy business gathered to hear how great things are going in South Texas. One speaker was David Porter, who's on the Texas Railroad Commission. It regulates oil and gas drilling.
The Eagle Ford Shale has the potential to be the single most significant economic development in our state's history.
The Eagle Ford Shale is the underground rock formation in South Texas. In just the last couple of years, drilling into the formation has been going crazy.
The growth is phenomenal.
Porter said as much oil is being produced here each day as was in all of 2009. That's meant the state is collecting a lot more in taxes levied on oil production, over $2 billion in the past year. One of the most productive areas is just south of San Antonio. It's where Gail Hodge lives on 40 acres with her husband, their 7-year-old son, and...
Cute. And then we have the African geese, too.
They're... That's the honking sound.
Yes.
They've all had a front row seat to the economic boom that's flooded the streets of small towns here with thousands of trucks. In fact, tanker trucks could soon start bringing wastewater from drilling sites to a spot right behind the Hodges property.
That's where they want to put an injection well.
The well is part of the fracking process that has revolutionized drilling. Fracking uses huge quantities of water, sand, and chemicals to fracture the rock thousands of feet underground, allowing oil to escape and flow up the well. Much of the water comes back up too and is polluted, so it must be trucked to special disposal wells. Hodge testified before the Texas Railroad Commission, asking it to deny a permit for the well behind her home. She fears what might happen if there's a spill or a leak. Hodge isn't against the industry. Her husband works on drilling rigs, but she says there's another side to all the rosy talk about how it's helping the state of Texas.
Unless you're familiar with it, everybody just thinks of it just helps them with more people coming in by eating at their restaurants, you know, more money in their pocket and so forth, but it doesn't, it's got a bigger impact.
And not just environmental.
It's a conundrum.
Judge Darrell Fowler is the top official of DeWitt County. Local governments here are benefiting from big increases in revenue from sales taxes. But Judge Fowler says that's far outpaced by the $30 million of damage being done a year to DeWitt County roads by all those trucks. And here's the rub. Remember all that tax money the state's getting from oil production? Last year, it amounted to $58 million from wells in DeWitt County alone.
How much of that does DeWitt County get?
DeWitt County gets $0.
Zero?
Zero.
By law, the oil tax goes to the state.
The tax is yielding tremendous benefits for the state of Texas, but we're being left with untold damages.
Judge Fowler is leading a push to get lawmakers next year to figure a way to send some of those millions back to South Texas. Railroad Commission member David Porter told me.
There's a lot of sympathy for that now. How much sympathy is going to transfer into hard dollars? I mean, I can't totally predict that.
The surge in drilling here has happened quickly and will not last forever. Estimates vary, but maybe 20 more years. Economist Thomas Tunstall with UT San Antonio has been working with communities in the Eagle Ford.
One of the things we're encouraging them to do is to engage in more medium and long-term planning and to start to ask the question, what do we want to have when all this is over?
What communities don't want to be left with are damaged roads or pollution problems that could be with them long after the drillers are gone. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.